Turn with me in our scripture lesson for today to the Gospel according to John, chapter 13, verses 31 through 35. Listen. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." And may the Lord bless to our hearts and lives this reading and hearing of His holy and inspired Word. And let us now look to God for a few moments of silent prayer. Hear our prayers, O Lord, and answer them according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have you ever noticed that across time and space, mothers everywhere share certain similarities? Someone compiled a list of possible sayings of biblical mothers. See if any of these sound familiar. For example, the mother of David. "I told you not to play in the house with that sling. Go practice your harp. We paid good money for those lessons." Abraham's mother. "Stop wandering around the countryside and get home for supper." Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. "Leave those clothes outside. You smell like a furnace." And Noah's mother. "No, you can't keep them. I told you not to bring home any more strays." Some of you perhaps had a mother like that. Some of you may still do. You may be grown up now, but to your mother, you are still fair game for correction. When his pager went off at a televised council meeting, Knoxville, Tennessee police chief Phil Keith was startled to see that the call was from his mother, and he was concerned. "Why would mother call me during a meeting like this on television?" So he rushed and got a phone and called her. "Phil Keith, are you chewing gum?" asked his mother. She'd been watching the council meeting on television. "Yes, ma'am," answered Phil Keith. "Well, it looks awful. Spit it out." And he did. Just because everyone else regards us as responsible adults doesn't mean that we can fool our mothers. They know better, and sometimes they will tell us. Mothers everywhere seem to have certain universal characteristics. But the greatest and most common characteristics of mothers from Bombay to Boston is their love. Love is the single greatest defining characteristic of a mother. And that's why today's lesson from John's Gospel is so appropriate. Jesus is facing his impending arrest and crucifixion. He doesn't have much more time to share his message with his disciples. Now is the time to make sure that his disciples understand the basics of his teachings. And nothing was more basic to Jesus' ministry than the message of love. And John writes what he said. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Jesus was saying to them that obedience to the law was not enough. The law only required that people not hurt one another. But Christ's new command goes way beyond the law of love, the law itself. This new commandment required active involvement in the lives of other people working for their best good. For the followers of Jesus, love is the final proof of a transformed life. As theologian Francis Schaeffer says, if we do not show love to one another, the world has a right to question whether Christianity is true. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the greatest love chapter in the Bible, we are reminded that we can have every form of spiritual gift in the world, but if we don't have love, then we have nothing. And that's why I think it's appropriate to talk about love on Mother's Day. Our mothers are usually our first source of love. And for many of us, our mothers are the best representation we have of true Christ-like love. This morning, I want to briefly look at three different characteristics of what I think are Christ-like love. There are perhaps other characteristics you could think of, but I want us to point to look at three different ones. I believe, first of all, that Christ-like love is secure. As St. Paul tells us, love never fails. Everything else is going to pass away, but not love. Genuine love never lets go. In his book, The Grip of Grace, Brian Campbell tells about that kind of love. On Sunday, August 16, 1987, Northwest Airlines Flight 225 crashed just after taking off from the Detroit airport. 155 people were killed. One survived, a four-year-old from Tempe, Arizona, named Cecilia. Now, news accounts said that when rescuers found Cecilia, they did not believe that she had been on the plane. They thought that she was in one of the automobiles where the airplane crashed on the highway. But when the passenger register for the flight was checked, there was Cecilia's name. She was the only one who survived this terrible plane crash. And she survived because, as the plane was falling, Cecilia's mother unbuckled her own seatbelt, got down on her knees in front of her daughter, and wrapped her arms and body around Cecilia, and then would not let go. To me, that sounds like a metaphor for the love of God. She wrapped her arms and body around her daughter and would not let her go. It is impossible to overstate how great is a child's need to know that he or she is loved. To know as a child that one is loved provides a lifetime of inner security and peace. Unfortunately, there are children who are deprived of that knowledge, that security. In Chicago, there is a unique telephone service called Grandma Please. It is geared for latchkey kids. This service, Grandma Please, provides a free telephone number that kids can call if they are home alone and need somebody to talk to. And senior citizens volunteer their time to answer the telephones and talk to the children who call. They're lonely sometimes, or they might need some little help with some kind of homework from school, or they may be scared. They just need to have an adult to talk to. The Grandma Please switchboard gets about 800 telephone calls a month. And many of the children want to share the news of their school day with somebody. They just want somebody to talk to. And some will call because they heard a noise outside and they got scared. But most call simply for the chance to connect with another human voice. They are lonely. One volunteer reports that her phone calls often end with a child saying, "I love you, Grandma. What's your name?" Every child deserves somebody to talk to. Every child deserves to feel that he or she is genuinely loved. Every child deserves to know that there is a bond that nothing in this world can break. So I believe that one of the characteristics of Christ-like love is that it is secure. And another characteristic of Christ-like love is that it is supportive. Christ-like love offers words of encouragement and hope. Love builds up. It does not cut down. Casey Jones, the former coach of the Boston Celtics basketball team, became famous for his unique ability to give his players some unforgettable words of encouragement when they needed it the most. If a player scored 50 points in a game or made the game-winning basket, Jones would go by and just say, "Nice game." But when a player was down and really struggling, Coach Jones would be there to comfort, to help, and to give security. All-star forward Kevin McHale asked Coach Jones about this one day, and Jones answered this way: "Kevin, after you've scored 50 points in a game or after you've made the winning basket in a game, you've got thousands of people cheering you, and you've got all of these TV cameras coming and all of these TV commentators coming to talk to you and tell you what great a game you played. You don't need me then. When you need a friend most is when nobody is cheering." And wise parents understand that. And so do wise spouses. And so do wise friends. Love is supportive. Love encourages. Love lifts up. It does not tear down. There are many parents who provide their children with beautiful homes and the finest of schools, but they fail their children in this one point. They fail to recognize when their children need them, when they need to be supportive to them. Just because children reach adulthood does not mean that they don't need our support anymore. During the Civil War, a Confederate major by the name of Horace Harmon Lupton was taken prisoner by the Union forces. In prison, Major Lupton developed tuberculosis. His mother came to visit him in prison, and she was alarmed by his condition. She knew that her son was going to die if he had to stay there in prison. So Mrs. Lupton did the only thing she knew to do. She traveled to Washington, and she begged for mercy from the only person that she knew that could give her some help, and that was the President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. And Lincoln was so moved by this mother's concern that he sat down and he wrote a letter to the Union forces in charge of her son's prison. He said simply, "Let the boy go home with his mother, A. Lincoln." And Horace Harmon Lupton was released from prison. He recovered from the tuberculosis. He went on to become a distinguished lawyer and Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of his state. Just because a child is grown does not mean that he or she does not need our support. Christ-like love is secure. Christ-like love is supportive. And finally, Christ-like love, above all else, is sacrificial. Arthur James Buckingham tells of his daughter's anxiety during her pregnancy. She was uncomfortable with her changing appearance and worried that her body would never look normal again. James's wife, Barbara, assured their daughter that everything was going to be all right, but that she might be left with some scars. Then she pulled up her own shirt and showed her daughter the scars from her 5 pregnancies. Barbara spoke of the pride and joy that those scars brought her, because each one represented a dearly loved child. And James Buckingham writes, "When I think of Mother's Day, I think of Barbara's scars." There is another person whose body bears scars because of his love. It is Jesus Christ. Love was the reason he came into this world. It is the legacy he commanded us to share with the world. He gave to us the perfect example of love. He gave himself. Christ-like love is secure. Christ-like love is supportive. Christ-like love is sacrificial. Mother Teresa was in Russia ministering to the survivors of a terrible earthquake. A mother and her infant had been pulled alive from the rubble after 11 days. When Mother Teresa saw the badly crushed and nearly dead woman in the hospital, she was amazed to discover a healthy-looking baby lying beside her. Surely this baby didn't belong to this mother who had been in that collapsed building for 11 days. And Mother Teresa asked the nurse, "How this could be? How could this healthy-looking child be the child of this mother who was nearly dead, being trapped in that collapsed building for 11 days. They were without food or water."
The nurse said, "Well, the mother fed her child from her breast." When they went dry, she sliced her finger and squeezed her blood into the child's mouth. A mother's love. God's love shown in sacrificial love. Remember these words of Jesus. "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Let us pray. Thank you, dear Lord, for your wonderful love, your sacrificial love. Thank you for the love of our mothers. Thank you for the sacrifices that they have made for their children and for their families. We honor them. We celebrate them today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.